All right.
Hello and welcome to this WAP Doesn't Lie podcast, a show about democratic deception. Welcome to the Democratic Party where everything is made up and citizens don't matter. Call in tonight. Now here is your host, Felix Andreoni.
Yeah, I like that applause. That applause is nice. Well, tonight's show, Democratic Deception. Isn't that something? Welcome to the Democratic Party, where everything is made up and citizens don't matter. Isn't that true? We had a lot of things going on with the Biden presidency. And let's go over a few of them. And we have Ann in the house, my co-host.
Hi, everyone. Hello.
And that was Ann. All right. Steve said, hi, Ann.
Hi, Steve.
Listen, Biden signs executive order allowing the U.S. to fund global abortions. President Joe Biden signed an executive order Thursday afternoon reversing the Mexico City policy permitting U.S. aid money once again to fund groups that provide and promote abortion around the globe. And this policy, Ann, was put in place by Ronald Reagan in an effort to ensure that taxpayers were not required to indirectly fund abortion procedures performed in other countries. So he reversed it. What a good Catholic this man is. Unbelievable. Isn't he fantastic?
I read in the paper that he's going to ask the Pope to help us with Iran. He's going to be the intermediary. So
Pope with Iran.
He was going to ask the Pope, and the Roman Catholic Pope.
And what's the Pope going to do?
He's going to intercede for Biden.
Another thing, we're also live. Our video feed is live on Facebook. And you could tune in. You could friend me on Facebook, you guys, if you want. It's Felix Andreoni, my name. Not hard to find.
A special shout out to Eric Kirk, 2003. Welcome.
All right, Eric is in the house. Yes. We got quite a few people in the house this morning. It's going to get heated in here, people, because, you know, I'm heated. And as you could see, my Podbean people cannot see the picture I posted. But I have a photo of... I don't know how to say this.
Of her. She. It's a she.
Him.
She.
What is he? What's his title again, Ann?
I think he's director of... She is director of human services. Is that correct?
No. Isn't it? It's health.
Health and human services. My bad. Yes.
Well, you know what was... I watched Ron Paul drill this moron on TV. And this idiot avoided a very important question that Ron Paul asked him, and he could call himself whatever the hell he wants, but it's a man with long hair. I don't even know if it's a wig, whatever. It's a man. There's no getting around. I don't give a crap what you call yourself. Call yourself a dog if you want, but you're not.
Let's not rush off. Just what's your definition of a man then? Be specific.
It's a man has a penis and testicles.
I see.
And there's no getting around it.
And a female, a woman is what?
Has a vagina. And that's it. That's what they really need to put on. Before I get into the story with Ron Paul drilling this moron, they need to take men and women sign off the bathroom doors and put penis and vagina. So there's no question about it. Either you have one or you don't.
Or you've had one added or you don't.
Well, listen, it's physically impossible to add a penis.
They sell penises back on.
No, I'm talking about on a woman.
Oh.
You know,
You can create vaginas too, apparently. This is what I'm told.
It doesn't go in that way. Okay. You know what I'm saying? All right, now listen. Ron Paul asked him a question, and he's for children.
Ron Paul is?
No. What's this crazy man's name?
Her name is, I should know this. I'll look for it again.
Well, this crazy person wants children to be able. Oh, it's Rachel.
Rachel, that's it.
Levine. Mm-hmm. But it's really not. I don't care what he calls himself, but it's a man. So anyhow, he asked him about the question because he believes that children, minors, have the right to change their gender without permission from anyone.
What, at what age?
It does not mention, he said minors.
Oh, minors. I'm less than 16 then?
Well, I'm assuming, you know, mm-hmm. what, you know, and he kept on saying, well, this is a long process and I'll be happy to sit with you and discuss this issue with you, but never answered the question. And he asked three times because this weirdo.
This is during the hearings for his confirmation.
Yeah. Because it's the new genderless potato head. That's what I call him. Because, you know, listen, people out there, what the hell? Tell me, what the hell is going on in this world today? What is going on? Because the whole world is turning into a freak show. You have this idiot. Can you imagine now that Biden signed another executive order allowing men that claim they're women just by name? You know, my name's Felix, right? And yes. Well, now I'm Felicia. Ooh. I'm 6 foot tall, right?
Yes.
And I'm 100. I wish I was. I'm 240 pounds, uh-huh. Right?
Yes.
But I want to go into the Olympics now.
Right.
And is there a boxing? I want to box one of these women.
So, and now, just so you know, that's the new slang. They call them Mr. Potato Heads. Men that are being women and are competing against women. They're called potato heads.
What kind of a jackass signs a executive order allowing a man who's much stronger than women? Sometimes there are some women that are stronger than men.
Sure.
But you know, you could get a 6'6" guy. I seen a picture the other day of this man that wants to play on a college basketball team for women. He's 6'6". He almost weighs like 280 pounds. And just because he decides that he wants to become a woman and he calls himself a woman's name, that makes it right?
You know what started this?
What?
There's a commercial on TV, and she's a very famous gymnast whose name I do not know. And there's a gay guy wearing the same leotard she wears and doing the same splits on the balance beam. Do you know that commercial? I can't even tell you what it's. So I think it's for.
You know, I believe Steve just wrote this. He said Satan is in control, and I honestly believe that. Let me tell you something. He has to be in control because this world is going straight to hell. And if Satan's in control, he's happy because you have these freaks, weirdos coming out all of a sudden. You know what? And I decided today, mm-hmm. I don't want to be a man and I don't want to be a woman.
Okay.
So what do you call me then?
You're asexual. You're agender.
Oh, is that right? Oh, and what bathroom can I use? Can you tell me that?
Outside and behind the tree.
And I can go anytime I want, right?
Sure. The tree doesn't care.
Hey, you know, I might try that. I'll save on toilet paper. I can wipe my ass with leaves.
Leaves, sure. Poison ivy leaves.
Of course. That'd be nice, of course. But what burns me up about this freak Levine is he would not answer the question. Now, listen, a young teenager, underage, 14, 15, 13, 12, has a gender identity issue. That teenager does not have the right, I'm sorry, to decide to have a sexual change.
Well,
it's without anybody's permission, right. Number one.
Right.
Without going through extensive therapy.
Indeed.
And this moron couldn't say that because he doesn't believe in that. He believes that kids can make a choice and do whatever the hell they want. Why don't we all go buck wild? You know what? I'm going to throw this mic out the window. I'm going to rip all my clothes off and run out in the street bare ass.
I'll make a good TikTok video.
We might as well, because everyone's going buck wild. The whole country's gone nuts. You have the White House, the Capitol. It looks like World War One or Two. You have fences around it, barbed wire.
How can you see? I hear it's all dark.
Well, that's what I heard. I heard the White House has been dark for 3 weeks already.
Right.
And a friend of mine sent me a video to prove it. Maybe he's not even living in the White House.
Or
he's probably in the nursing home down the street.
Or in the basement. They got locked
up. And another thing, which I read online, is when he gets up in the morning, every morning he asks his wife, this is Joe Biden now, where the hell am I?
It was reported on ABC News this week, yes.
And now the Democrats, these are the Democrats. I heard there's 8 or 9 of them that do not want Joe Biden to have power to use nuclear weapons. The man is clearly losing his mind. And listen, I don't care who it is. I dealt with people that have Alzheimer's. I feel sorry for him. But he's not capable of being president of the United States. He can't even complete a sentence. It's sad to watch.
Well, he's 78, you said, right?
Yeah.
I understand he takes a nap every day. You don't think that helps?
I don't think that helps him. He needs more than a nap.
Yeah. It's overwhelming, I'm sure.
And I heard he sleeps with Mr. Potato Head. Well, listen. The man's clearly whacked out.
No, not whacked out. Overwhelmed and old. Let's be clear.
He needs to retire and enjoy
whatever. Go back to Delaware. Enjoy the water.
Enjoy the rest of his life.
I agree.
And stop fooling around in the White House, because clearly, now, can you read what they're saying on Podbean?
Oh, sorry.
Someone wrote something. It just popped up, but I can't see it right now at the moment. Now, you know.
Cermenti says they're putting their plan into action to remove him from office soon and put Kamala in.
That's right.
They knew he was this bad off and are using it to their advantage.
Exactly. And Samantha is right in saying this. I truly believe that this whole thing was planned out from the beginning. Mm-hmm. I truly believe this.
Steve Gosp agrees with Sarmenti. And
Well, you know what? They listened in on his phone conversations before he was even candidate for president. Then they made up a fake Russian collusion that went on for 2 years, and that was proven false. They impeached him once, they impeached him twice, and now they're afraid he's going to come back in 2024, and he will win the presidency if he decides to come back and run. And now they want to lock him up because now they're looking at his back taxes. And you know what's weird? The Kennedys, President Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, J. Edgar Hoover, did the same thing to Richard Nixon. They went back and followed him for like 8 years to try to catch any little thing so they could lock his ass up so he would not be able to become president of the United States. And little did they know he did. And you see what happened to the Kennedys. I believe what goes around comes around. And now this is what they want. And the Capitol fiasco, listen, was it wrong for people to rush in and create violence? Yes, it was wrong. But that was planned out also. Because the majority of those people, as you notice, were actors. It was all planned out. Want to read what Sarmenti wrote?
It is Sarmenti. And Sarmenti now writes that now they are dragging a weakened America into a war with Iran.
Yep.
Which brings us back to how we started the call today. The Pope is going to save us all. Huh? Once we have...
Yeah, he'll save us, all right.
Once we have...
That's another issue.
Once we have destroyed Iran, Russia. Once we have destroyers, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Once we have destroyers, Iran, Russia, and China will destroy us, claiming to be Iran allies. It's all been pre-planned, Sarmenti feels. Yeah,
of course it has been. Mm-hmm. Of course. And they have this nut job puppet, Joe Biden, in there. And actually, his wife is telling him what to say.
Well, she's a handler, sure.
And listen, Kamala Harris is just drooling over the White House Oval Office desk. She's waiting to invoke the amendment to get rid of Joe Biden so she could take over. Can you imagine? You think it's bad now. Wait till she gets in office. At least she could throw away her knee pads. She won't need the knee pads anymore because she won't have to suck anyone off anymore to get where she wants. She got to the top. Mm-hmm. It's really sad. Another sad thing. Here were the Democrats criticizing President Trump for the children that were in those buildings that cross the border. And now children are crossing the border on their own. And so far, from what I understand, there's 700 of them in the same building that they ordered closed because they said Trump had them all in locked up in cages.
Well, the border control officers have to do something with them to keep them safe.
But now it's okay, though.
Oh, I see.
You understand. That's because the Democrats are in control.
Yes.
It's okay. Where is Joe Biden's plan to get rid of this virus? He has none. That's another lie he told everybody during the debates. I have a plan. His plan consists of wearing a mask, which everybody has been wearing one. This guy, I believe that the virus was put out there by the Democrats to get rid of President Trump. Because he was doing so well. The economy was through the roof. And now this idiot, old, senile fool needs to go.
Sarmenti comments that when Kamala gets in,
yep,
BLM will be the National Police Force. That's very, very clear.
I like that one. You know, don't laugh. That might happen.
I'm not sure.
Black Lives Matter will be the police force.
Speaking of that, you know.
Hey, listen, there's one thing good. If they're the police force, all the 52-inch and 72-inch TVs will stay in Walmart.
Oh, dear Lord. did you know that Coke, you know, is a giant corporation, right?
Which Coke you talking about? Cocaine?
No, Coca-Cola, the, soft drink company.
Yeah.
Well, they've recently instituted an employee training program.
Did they?
Yes. And would you like to know what they're teaching?
What is it?
They are teaching their employees how to be less white.
Are you kidding me?
I'm dead serious.
And do they give any tips on how to be less white?
A friend of mine works there, and she promises me she'll send me the materials when she gets there.
Answer me. Does anyone out there know? How do you be less white?
We're going to find out. Coca-Cola seems to know.
I'm dying to see what the criteria is to be less white.
Well, let's make up our own criteria now.
Okay. Well, tell me, how would you be less white?
How would I be less white? I have no idea.
Does anyone out there in the audience know how someone becomes less white? You know, I got a lot of them.
I'm speechless. I have no idea.
I got a lot of them, believe me.
What? Tell me two without being too crushed.
I can't because it's going to piss off some people.
Isn't that why you're here?
Listen, guys, call in 203-517-6609.
You really won't tell me how you could be, give me an idea. How can I be less white? How can I be less white?
Well, I guess to be less white, yes, you would have to act more black.
What?
Right?
What is one thing that I'm doing now that I would have to stop doing?
To be less white?
Or change doing, yes.
Well, you would have to more so act like a minority.
In what way? I'm very curious.
I don't know. You figure it out. Carry a piece of chicken in your back pocket.
Stop.
What do you want me to tell you?
I'm curious for you to tell me how to be less white.
People are going to say I'm racist.
Oh, we're staying away from that?
You know what? Listen. Let me put our number up here.
Is the red record button on just for fun? Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
I don't know if I should have it on. Listen, guys, call in 203-517-6609. Tell me, how do you become less white? I like to know that.
Well, sorry.
It says
Sarmenti has some ideas.
Read what he says.
Sarmenti's idea is about being less white is, he says, to be less white, you have to not be concerned about being on time.
That's a good one.
Don't be concerned about the future. Stop being so certain of things. Stop trying to achieve the most you can.
Well, wouldn't that hurt Coca-Cola then?
We will see, won't we? It's fascinating to me what their agenda is.
And I got another one.
Yeah.
I wish I worked for Coca-Cola. Because I would have went on TV and said, I'm not going to drink Coca-Cola no more. I'm going to be less white. Because white people like Coca-Cola.
That's it. You
know what I'm going to drink?
What?
Kool-Aid.
No.
Oh, hell yeah.
You're going to drink.
I'm drinking Kool-Aid or Ripple.
Nope. You're going to drink Fanta orange soda sold by Coke.
You know what?
That's what it is.
That's not bad. I like grape soda. So I'm going to drink grape soda and Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid is not owned by
maybe,
Coke.
And a 40. I have a 40 of malt liquor. And I'll come to work all messed up. I'll be less white. Give me a break. What the hell is going on with this country?
Frightening.
All lost your damn minds. And you know what's a sad thing? I've seen on the news, people cannot even go to Washington, D.C. and tour around. Look at the Capitol. The Capitol is not Joe Biden's house. It's our house. Everyone that lives in the United States is our house. Take those damn fences down and get rid of the guards. What are you afraid of, Joke?
I don't know. I don't know what they're afraid of.
I'd like to know what the hell he's afraid of. That's what I'd like to know.
Wanted to welcome Sandor to tonight's call. Welcome to the live studio.
Sandor! All right. He gets a little applause. Mm-hmm. All right. And stop being white, okay?
I'm speechless, really.
I can't believe, was that a joke or Coca-Cola really put that out?
They're in the hot seat for it.
And well, look, they took Aunt Jemima off the Aunt Jemima pancake box.
Off the box or off the syrup? I'm not really sure.
Sandor wrote, thank you. He's afraid of the people looking for their $1,400. Hey, Sandor, you're right. When the hell are we getting this money? And Sandor, when you think about it, what the hell are they going to do with $1,400, really? Come on. What are you going to do with that? Pay 1 month's rent?
Yeah.
And that's it. Well what happens the month after that?
Well, you're behind by $500 or $600.
Listen, it was the government's fault. The government's fault that put this virus out here. Buy more guns.
Steve, your own heart.
You know what? I like this guy. You're right, Steve. I'm going out tomorrow. I'm going to buy my 28th, I think. You know what's sad is? It's sad because, like I said before, you can't even go to the Capitol. You can't walk around Washington, D.C. like you used to. Remember when we went? We were in the White House. Nobody followed us. You know what? You can't do that now.
No, I'm sure you're not allowed anywhere near the White House.
You can't.
Yeah.
That's what Steve did with his $600. No, what did you buy, Steve?
He said he spent it on 40s and weed.
No.
That's what Sandor says.
Sandor bought weed with his money?
I don't know. What is a 40? See, that starts to...
Sandor's having a good old time,
what,
man.
What are 40s?
He bought 40s? He bought a 40. What is it? Old English? Colt 40. He got a Glock model 45. And you know what? I just bought one of them.
Does that make you white or black?
What?
Having a Glock model 45.
I think that's kind of tending towards the black side.
Truly.
I think white people buy like Smith & Wessons, like my hat says.
Oh.
What else are you going to do with the 1400? I agree. You know what I'm going to buy? I'm saving all my stimulus checks. I'm going to buy a 50 caliber BMG.
I'm going to buy Coca-Cola stock.
Yeah, well, you know what? You can't. I heard you can't even buy the stock unless you're less white.
Yeah, I'll have to go with a check rather than do it online. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You can. And don't make sure your camera's not on. Because if it's on, then you're going to have to paint your face. I'm sorry. That's how it goes today.
Turn the light out.
Well.
So, Sarmenti wants to know, do you think the White House has been dark because they plan on blowing it up and blaming supposed white extremists to enact national martial law?
You know, it's funny, Sarmenti said.
Sarmenti.
Sarmenti.
Yes.
Sarmenti.
That's correct.
That's a cool name.
Yeah, it is cool.
It's funny that Sarmenti said this. You know why?
National law? Martial law?
Well, listen, because my friend that lives right near there sent me a video. And not only do you don't hear anything coming from there except explosions. And he has a theory. He thinks they're creating either new tunnels or a new bunker under there. Oh. So, you know, who knows? But nobody's there. It's completely dark. And I wouldn't put it past what he said.
We're talking about the White House or the Capitol?
No, the White House. Oh. The Capitol's still lit up, they told me.
Well, the White House, you know, I'm in real estate. And when we were in the White House, pretty shabby anyway. So maybe redecorating next time.
Yep.
Very shabby, really, in the scheme of things.
It's sad, though, that the way they have the entire D.C. locked down.
Yeah.
It makes me sick. Another thing that made me sick, there was a man ice skating at the Woolman Rink at Central Park over the weekend. And he had a little flag. He was wearing a flag, actually, in a hat that said, "Make America Great Again."
He was on the ice?
Yeah, on the ice. Mm-hmm. And they jumped him and beat the crap out of him.
Oh, dear.
You know, it's sad when you can't walk outside with someone's name on your hat and start beating the crap. I wish somebody would come up to me in the street. You see, you might not like this hat I got on. And I know people on Facebook can see the hat, but my hat says Smith & Wesson. So try to come and beat the fuck out of me and see what you get. You could meet Smith and Wesson, right? And I might not even use that because I'm going to be less white and I'll pull out a Glock.
Sandor says that these are direct orders from Maxine Waters, what's going on in Washington, D.C. And Sarmenti says that martial law is here, plus a war with Iran. The world... This is stuffed pig for your enjoyment. Dig in.
Well, listen, the world has gone crazy. And it's a sad thing when people just sit back and take it. And again, I'm not calling for violence against anyone.
No, I think that the whole point of your message is you want everyone to be woke, right? Isn't that the slogan these days?
Yeah, it seems that people don't realize what's happening or I don't even know if they care.
Mm-hmm.
The gas, like I said from the beginning, I guarantee everyone listening to me out there by the spring, beginning of summer, will be $4 a gallon or more because of Joe Biden, all his stupid, ignorant executive orders that's not allowing us to produce our own oil.
Yes.
And the heating fuel will jump through the roof, and it's already going up.
Yes. I wanted to clarify the comment you made, the news story about the Trump ice skating rink in New York. Maxine Waters gave, Sandor says that Maxine Waters gave the order to beat up the Trump ice skater, not to make the White House dark.
Well, did she really say that?
Sandor is saying that beating up the Trump ice skater was direct orders from Maxine Waters.
Well, Maxine Waters is a complete lunatic.
She's not from New York. Where's she from?
She was the one that was in the crowd during the summer rioting when they were burning down everything. She encouraged them to continue. Remember, she stood up in the crowd and said, if you see one of the Republican senators in a restaurant and whatever, you jump up in their face. The woman's clearly a nut job. She's completely.
So you're saying she's inciting violence or she's encouraging it? What are you saying about her?
Yeah. Well, yeah. When it has to do against the Republican Party, of course.
Oh, she's from California.
She should worry about California because that place is a shithole.
She's the United States representative for California's 43rd congressional district. Guess how long she's been in the House?
How long?
Since 1991.
She should go.
That's 30 years.
That crazy woman needs to leave. Huh. She's a lunatic. You could see it in her face. Look at Schumer. How long has Schumer been in there?
How long is he?
Another nut job.
Well, he's a senior member. But let's guess how many years. How many years do you think?
I'd say 40.
40 years as a senator?
I don't know. I never followed the nut.
No, I know. We're not fans, but it doesn't mean anything. Charles Schumer.
They're all crazy.
Oh, actually, he hasn't been there as long as Maxine. Oh, no, I take it back. He's a member, senior member of the Senate from New York. We know that. And he's held a seat since 1999.
Unbelievable.
So he's only been there 21 years.
There needs to be term limits put on senators and congressmen. Only two terms, just like the presidency. There should be term limits, two terms, and you're out. Mm-hmm. You get fresh people in there with new ideas, not the same old crap and like these old communists want. Look at Joe Biden, nothing but a racist, filthy man. And that's all he ever was, a racist pig. Listen to him. Listen, here's Joe Biden did his speech already. You know, the speech he's supposed to give at the Capitol. Here it is. I got it firsthand. You know, he sent me the speech.
Well, they pre-record it well
before. Well, I told him I wasn't going to put it on the air, but I'm going to. I'm sorry, Joe Biden, but here it is.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs.
What that a turn, pig.
That turn blonde in the sun.
Listen to this pig.
Come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again. They look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I love kids jumping on my lap.
What do you like, Joe?
I love kids jumping on my lap.
I bet you do, you filthy pig.
Now, he should be taking the training for Coca-Cola because black people don't have blonde hair on their legs.
Well, he's a disgusting old man. Who says something like that? Who does that?
I don't really understand.
He likes little kids rubbing his hairy legs.
What was the part about the roaches?
Well, the roaches, because he was talking to a majority of black people. Black children were there. He wants to relate to them.
No, that can't be right.
Oh, yes, he did.
Oh, come on.
He's an old school racist pig. Ugh. Sandor just wrote something.
Sandor's talking about California, that it's no different than the rest of the country. More Republican counties than Democratic ones, but the big cities control the voting. He's right. California has plenty of hardworking Republicans.
Yep. We get the bad rap.
Yep.
Which
is
true.
It's the same thing here in Connecticut. There's three big cities and then the rest of us.
It's funny because I grew up in a full Democratic house, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And they always thought by voting Democrat, you were going to get ahead. Well, what happened? It never happened. You know what I mean?
No.
Democrats are all, they're all poor.
Poor. Who are
they're poor.
Who are the very rich ones that are controlling the
I'm
party?
I'm talking about the people out there that always had this idea that voting Democratic will get you somewhere. And it never did. It never did. They always had that conception that vote for us and you will be better off. But I'd never seen it.
I don't know where I was. I never got that message.
I'd never seen it. I don't know. I'd never seen none of that crap. And I voted Democratic all my life.
Truly.
Until I didn't vote for Obama.
Uh-huh.
You know, even twice I didn't vote for him.
Why?
Well, I'm glad I
did. Because you're white.
No, my color has nothing to do with
it. Why did you not vote for Obama?
Because I knew in my mind that he could not be a good president. And how I could tell this, because he would have made one hell of a reverend, because he's a good talker.
Well, he was a debate king at fancy college.
Another upsetting thing was, what did he do for the black people of this country?
Oh, boy.
And he's black. He sold his own people out.
Obama,
in my eyes.
His mom was white.
That has nothing to do with it either.
Fine.
Obama, he's black. There's no getting around it.
He's black and white.
No, he's not. He's black. And there's no getting around this. Oh, I believe Obama was nothing but an Uncle Tom. That's what he was. He might as well tore down the White House and put Uncle Tom's cabin up. Because he didn't do squat for the black people of this country. And he's black. He did nothing.
Sondar says that he couldn't be a good president.
And he married a man.
Oh, stop. Sondar says he couldn't be a good president because he chose Joe Biden as his VP.
He's right about that.
And Sarmenti said he's half black and half Jewish. Okay, so he's half black and half, whatever, not black.
And I, you know what? And I truly believe his wife.
Please stop.
Is like Levine.
Well, here we go. Now we come full
circle. Listen, I don't care. Just take a look at the woman. She has broader shoulders.
Please, Felix.
Listen to me. She has broader shoulders than some football players. It's just uncanny. I believe it was a man that had a sexual.
Felix.
He had his things cut off.
Sarmenti says it's Michael Obama, not Michelle Obama.
He's absolutely right.
That when they're together, they don't look like a couple. I agree. He's much smaller than her in stature.
Because that's a dude. That is a man.
You don't know any tall women?
Not with shoulders bigger than mine. Oh, I'm 240 pounds. Her shoulders are bigger than mine.
Maybe she works out.
I mean, his shoulders.
Maybe she works out.
Why do you think Obama was all for these freaks that want to become
Felix?
That want to become women. Listen, I got news for all you freaks out there that want to think you're a woman. You're not. Bruce Jenner? You're Bruce Jenner. You call yourself fucking Sally for all I care. You're Bruce Jenner. You got a dick and a set of nuts. And even, listen, Bruce, if Bruce can hear me, even if you cut your nuts off, you're still a man. Dude looks like a lady.
Sarmenti is going to say something that I should not say, but I'm reading what we're
that
are
junk is swinging while dancing on the Ellen show. And you know what? I got something to say about that. He's absolutely right, because I watched it.
I know.
And you know what I did? I thought somebody fiddled with the video. That's what I thought. So I went back and Googled her show, and you could see his dick bouncing against the clothing. That is, look how manly this man is on stage. He's a brute. He's a brute. And, you know, listen, Obama should have just came right out and said, my wife used to be a man. Why didn't he just come right out and say it?
Because,
why didn't he come right out and say it?
Because Levine wasn't head of health and services yet, I guess. I don't know.
Well,
why.
Maybe now he'll come out
maybe
and say
he will, yeah.
That his wife's
they'll make a hell
dude.
Of a book. They make a lot more money.
Well, I guess he liked junk in his trunk.
Sandor says that Obama is still pushing black people out of the south side of Chicago because he's building his library.
Oh, I believe it.
And he also said property taxes are pricing people out. Well, that's true.
I believe it. I truly believe it. And you know, what's sad is I just hope that Joe Biden doesn't ruin the country completely. Completely. Before another president could come in and try to save the country. You know, you have Kerry running around in his jet plane thinking he's going to say, he came out the other day and said 9 more years and the world won't be here because of global warming. Another jackass. Didn't that other dope, the ex-vice president, say by 2020 the world be destroyed?
Oh, Clinton's VP?
Because of global warming?
That was Gore, yeah.
It's unbelievable. Steve wrote, God didn't make mistakes. There are two genders. I was taught to hate the sin and love the sinner. So true. That's why God made Adam and Eve. You follow me?
No.
Well, he didn't make Adam and Steve.
Nice story.
Well, he made, correct? He made man and woman. Now, listen, you don't want, if you don't believe in God, that's your business. So evolution made man and woman, didn't it?
Sure.
Okay. So I'm correct about that part. So where does the freak come into play? Can you tell me where does the freak part come into play?
Well, nature isn't perfect.
And I'm not saying that nature's perfect.
There are always anomalies to any kind of cellular structure
again,
that's out there.
When do you say to the people out there in the world, enough is enough? Tell me, do you put a stop sign on anything? Or do you just let it go and go and go and go and go and go into the friggin' twilight zone?
Okay, but all right, let's just stop for a minute. You know, sometimes people do suffer. They feel they're born, you know, a gender that they don't fit into. So what this whole conversation started with, they're going to let kids start the process.
It's wrong.
Okay. But at a certain point, people who have been suffering their whole life should have that option, and it should be respected if that's, you know, the decision they're making, well-informed and under the right psychiatric care.
Listen, when you're younger and you're born a man or a woman, right? Mm-hmm. You're a teenager and you have a gender identity problem.
Listen. All kids experiment. Let's go.
Okay.
There. Okay.
You have a gender identity problem. I truly believe that that child must go through extensive therapy.
For sure.
Before any change is made. Mm-hmm. Because I was reading about people that did make that change.
Yes.
And now they can't change back.
Yeah, I know.
That's and their life is ruined.
I think that's why Jenner never made the physical change, because she's afraid that she can't go back.
I have to agree with... Was it Sandor or Steve that wrote?
Who didn't make mistakes? Steve told us that God doesn't make mistakes.
That's right. I have to go along with that. I'm sorry. If you're born a man, you're a man. Listen to me. Wait, listen to me. You could go to the hospital. I could go to the hospital tomorrow and have my dick and balls cut off, right?
Mm-hmm.
And say I'm a woman, but I'm not.
Because you don't have a vagina yet.
Well, no, I don't care what you think you can do to me.
Yeah.
But my DNA, you can't change your DNA.
Because you're not a woman.
You can't change your DNA, though. And I'm a man until I die. I could cut my dick off, my nuts, anything. Grow titties, do whatever. I'm still a man.
I know.
DNA doesn't change.
Some people, DNA. All I'm saying is some people suffer.
And listen, I believe when you're like 50, 60 years old, like Bruce Jenner did.
Yeah.
And you decide now I want to be a woman. You're nuts. You just lost your damn mind. And I believe he did this for some odd reason other than that.
Well, he's making a lot of money.
Of course. I don't believe that he had a gender problem at all. Well, I don't believe it.
I don't know. It's a strange thing. Sarmenti writes that personally, he believes that Judaism, Christianity, and Islam are the three prime evils of the world.
Yep. And Sarmenti wrote, kids experiment by trying to stick a fork in a light socket, not by chopping off their junk.
True, but little girls sometimes play with trucks and whatever, and little boys play with dolls.
Like, again,
you know, it goes on.
I don't think a teenager that has a gender problem should even go through a sex change. But I don't believe
No, they're too young. No, and I agree with Sandor that a lot of that, those confusion happens because there's been some childhood trauma in their life. Perhaps they've been abused.
Yep.
Some, you know, there's a lot of psychoanalysis.
Well,
has
Sandor,
to happen.
Sandor just wrote he was Chris Kardashian's bitch for so long, he made the change.
Who's that? Oh, we're talking about Jenner?
I believe that's true,
I'm
too.
I'm not up on that. I don't know.
I believe it's true. Sarmenti wrote, just do brain scans. A woman's brain is built differently than a man, which is true. A woman's brain is actually larger than a man's. Mm-hmm. Probably that's why you guys live longer than us.
We live over here because we that's a topic what? For another day.
What is that?
It's because we do all the work.
No, what work? What are you talking about? The man does all the work. That's why he dies sooner. Even when you're having sex, the guy got to do all the work.
Oh, really?
Well, maybe we could change that. Salute.
It's because you like it that way. That's all. That is it. All right.
Well, that's a different topic.
Yeah.
Okay. And Joe Biden doesn't have to worry about that anymore. I don't even think he could sniff anyone anymore.
Well, you've had a whole bunch of videos of him sniffing the little girls' necks. How long ago was that? That went on. Remember?
Oh, well, there's tons of videos out there of him sniffing little kids and stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Well, and that clip I played of him talking about, I love kids rubbing my legs. That's not old.
Yeah.
Sarmenti wrote, a man dies sooner because he shoots out his life force all the time. And you know, that takes a lot of work.
Oh, yeah.
It takes a lot of work, you know?
No, I don't.
It does.
I see. What does it say? No pain, no gain. That's how that goes.
Oh, I don't know about that. You're not supposed to have pain while you're having sex.
No, this is true.
If you have pain, then you better go see a doctor.
All right.
And that's another topic
so
for another week.
Does Rachel have a partner?
Rachel Levine.
That's on the side.
Oh, the man that thinks he's a woman?
I'm going to find out.
I don't think so.
No?
Yeah, I think, you know what? I read about it. Rachel Levine, his partner, is Lassie.
So that could be.
Rightfully so.
Well, then that could be.
That's next. You're going to be able to marry your dog. You might as well.
People can marry a rock. They can marry their dog.
Marry your dog. Go buck wild. She's the epitome of health.
Well, Rachel was married to Martha Peasley, and they got divorced in 2013. Did you know that Rachel went to Harvard and Tulane University?
So he's married.
Smart.
He's married?
No, they got divorced in 2013.
Was he married to a man or a woman?
He was married to Martha Peasley.
Oh, I wonder what Martha has to say about him. We got to get her on the show.
She looks like a very lovely person. I don't know.
Is she white? Because it's not good to be white, according to Coca-Cola.
That's correct. They're going to teach you how to be less white.
That's right. I wish somebody would call in and tell me how to be less white.
I don't know.
We got like 10 minutes left of this show.
Amen.
And you guys can still call in. 203-517-6609. Sarmenti said the craziest shit is that it will all be the national advisor expert on health. And he's right. Sarmenti's right. Curl up in a ball and die. That's what Sander wrote.
No.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
I don't.
I agree.
My feeling about this is reality is always more interesting and bizarre than fiction.
Oh, Sander wrote, that's how you become less white.
Oh.
You
oh.
just do the opposite of what they tell you. Mm-hmm. Is that how you become less white?
Sarmenti makes a good point because right now, in terms of people getting vaccinated,
yeah.
aside from all the other issues, people of color are very reluctant to get the vaccine for whatever reason. It's really quite interesting. So hence they're
well, they don't COVID trust they don't trust the government.
Or apparently they you just do the opposite of what they tell you to do.
Well, they don't trust the government.
Interesting.
Well, I heard Coca-Cola is going to offer black people a $50 gift certificate to Kentucky Fried Chicken if
it's orange soda. I'm telling you.
If they get the shot.
I'm buying Coke stock tomorrow.
You think it's going to go up?
Absolutely. As soon as everyone learns.
Hell no.
Absolutely.
Hell no.
There's going to be a surge in orange and grape soda. I'm telling you.
No, I don't think so.
I do. I'm going there.
What they need to do, Sarmenti wrote, most blacks aren't getting the vaccine because
a lot of them think it's the mark of the beast.
It's in the mark of the beast.
What does that mean, really?
Satan.
Oh.
666.
No kidding.
That's what they may as well put that on the bottle. 666.
Wow. And you have to go back and get a second shot, too.
And they're talking about another shot.
A booster, yeah.
A booster.
Yeah.
You know what? It's a sad situation. It's nothing's like it used to be. You know, everything was like nice.
Nice. Yeah. People have been suffering for hundreds of years for all different
reasons. Well, I don't know.
It's just somebody else's turn right now. That's what this is.
I think the world has gone mad.
Well, because we all been locked away so long.
And Jesus Christ needs to come back down and take everyone out. And not to lunch either. In the name of Lucifer, bacteria strain in the vaccine. It's the name of Luciferus.
Luciferous.
Luciferous.
Luciferous vaccine.
There will be more and more shots to add to your vaccine passport. And that's true. Listen, look at it this way.
Mm-hmm.
They're not vaccinating children. And how many millions of children are in the United States?
Well, they didn't test it on any children.
Of course not. So children can carry the virus.
Yes, that's true.
That's another reason why this is insane. Pfizer only tested it on 20,000 recipients and only gave them one shot.
How many people have it now?
I don't care. You think the media is going to tell you people are dying from the shot? Even if they are, you'll never know. They will never tell you the truth.
Maybe.
Steve wrote, glad I'm old. How old are you, Steve? You can't be that old. Come on.
Old is a relative.
Sanders said it's not FDA approved, and it's not. It's an experimental. Steve, you're a young guy. You're 58 years old. Don't worry about it. You got another 50 years.
Absolutely.
I will take a bullet before the vaccine. That's what Sarmenti wrote. You know what? I'm not getting it. I'm not getting the vaccine. I'm not. You know, I just can't. I don't trust any damn thing the government tells me to do. They're a bunch of liars.
Hey, guess what?
What?
You're less white.
Why?
Because of this whole phone call said that, you know, if you're going to be more black, you don't do what the government tells you to do.
There you go.
Success.
I like what Steve just wrote. I feel sorry for kids growing up in these times.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you know, listen, open up the damn schools. Open up everything.
Or move to Florida, one of the two.
They need to open up everything. People are walking around with masks. Get over this crap. Get over it. Open everything up. And get on with your life. Because this is killing more people than the virus is killing people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a damn shame. Sarmenti wrote, the side effects paperwork from Pfizer lists severe brain damage and severe spinal cord damage. I believe that's true.
Mm-hmm. And infertility.
Well, I don't know. I don't have to worry about that.
Welcome, Oliver Jonathan, to our call tonight.
All right, Oliver, welcome.
Oliver says hello.
Hey, Oliver, what's happening? Oliver, what's your opinion on what's happening today in this world?
I have to let Lily out.
What's your opinion on this crazy, crazy world that's going on? It's a shame. You know, I had such a good time. When did we go 3-4 years ago to the White House?
It'll be 3 years this summer.
It was so nice at the White House. I got a personal tour. Oliver wrote, I think both sides suck. And you know what? I tend to agree. The Republicans sold us out. The Democrats are nothing but a bunch of racists. You know, you Google the Ku Klux Klan and you'll see millions of them marching from the White House and the Capitol back in the 20s. Don't take my word for it. Just Google it.
Do you know what's happening this Sunday?
What?
Trump is going to speak at the CPAC in Florida.
I can't wait.
But just stir things up some more.
I hope he does. I hope this man tells it all, gets rid of these creeps, lying bastards. That's all they are. Get rid of this crazy old man in the White House. You know what? That's what they want. They want to suppress everything. Freedom of speech. Take it away. You say anything against the Democrats on social media and you're blocked or you're banned from social media. They want to take away your guns next. That's the next thing.
Well, a topic for another day.
Want to take your guns away?
Don't see how that could happen.
They want to feed you money. They don't want you to go to work. They want you to be totally dependent on the government. Just what Adolf Hitler did before he started trying to take over the world. Exactly what Adolf Hitler did. He suppressed freedom of speech. You couldn't say nothing. They'd kill you. Nazi Germany. You couldn't get any food unless they gave it to you. And you couldn't own any weapons because he took them all away.
Biden is not Hitler. Don't give him that much credit.
Oh, Hitler was, I think, better looking, number one.
He was a leader in his own charming, bizarre way.
Well, Steve wrote, the reason for all the troops in Washington is a shadow of power of the Democrats.
It's a show of power.
I mean, sorry, I couldn't see that over on his mic. It is a show of power. Because you know what? He's afraid, number one. And what happens is, when Armageddon starts, and this is how Armageddon works, this is when the troops decide to go with the powers that be. And that's when all hell will break loose. And believe me, we're not that far away from it. It can happen. It's a shame. It can happen. And listen, take those damn fences down and open up Washington, D.C., because you Democrats, you lying Democrats, do not own the Capitol or the White House. Take it down. And like I said before, I hope Jesus Christ comes back and gets rid of all these evil sons of bitches. That's what needs to be done. Get rid of these evil son of a bitches, because they are evil. And he made Adam and Eve. Remember that. Not Eve and Levine.
It's Rachel and Eve, I suppose.
Well, whatever the hell.
Just, you know.
And you know, actually, you see picture of Levine?
Listen.
That's one ugly mother. Oh, I better shut my mouth.
My heart goes out to people that are struggling with this kind of an issue. But they're adults, what? Not kids.
Well, leave the kids alone.
Right. There, I agree with you. But
once they're adults, let them make their own decision.
Of course. It's
leave
really
the
tragic.
Kids alone because they're confused as it is with all this other crap that's going around
for
in
sure.
the world.
I agree.
Especially coming from some 60-year-old freak that thinks he's a woman, that looks like a jackass. You know what? Who in their right mind would even lay in the bed with this freak? Who would do that? Who would do that? Tell me. Who would get naked jump into bed with Levine. Who would do that?
Somebody who is trapped in a woman's body that feels that she's a man.
This guy's an ugly looking freak. He's a freak. A super freak.
We're all freaks in our own way, hon.
He's a freak. Mm. Plain and simple. Sarmenta wrote, if you hit it in the face with a frying pan, it might be an improvement.
Truly.
Sarmenta is right. And I think you need more than a frying pan. I'm sorry. A steamroller.
Let's have some empathy for people that struggle with their gender identity.
Sarmenta wrote, do you think he is still welcomed into the local synagogue?
I don't know their rules.
Levine's Jewish?
I have no idea, but he's pretty smart. He went to Harvard and Tulane. You know,
I wonder, will they? Oh, did say synagogue? What did I say? What is that word?
Synagogue. Oh,
okay. I don't know.
I really have no idea what his religious beliefs are.
Only Joe Biden would hire someone like that. You know why I think he hired Levine? Because Levine goes into the Oval Office a lot to see him, and he rubs his hairy legs.
Okay.
I truly believe that.
Well, that sounds very white to me. We're going to have to work on that.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand, and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn,
What a nut job. Listen to this nut. Here's your president, ladies and gentlemen.
I rubbed my leg down, so it was straight, and then watched the hair come back up again.
There is your president.
I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap.
And I love kids jumping on my lap. You filthy. There's your president of the United States, an old, perverted, senile jackass. Holy Christ. I had enough.
On that note.
I can't believe it. On that note, ladies and gentlemen, Steve said, great show. Thanks, brother. Every Friday night, we're on at 7 p.m. Spread the word to your fellow pod beans, because I need a lot of sharing and I need a lot of following. If you guys want to keep me on, follow me. I don't ask for money because I don't need money because I'm filthy rich.
Or you live in a democratic society where they give it to you anyway.
Well, I'm actually not filthy rich. No. I lied. I'm sorry, people. I'm poor as shit.
Special thanks to Steve and Sarmenti for joining
us
this evening.
Tune in next week. Listen, guys.
Hey, Oliver, if you're still there, shout out to you. Come back next week.
Shout out to everyone on Podbean. I love you guys. Listen, stay safe. Wear your mask. Don't touch your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your ears, and stay the hell away from people. And especially Levine. Don't go near Levine because he doesn't know what the hell he is. And I'm going to take you out with my favorite song. Yoo-hoo! Che la luna mezza mare, mamma mia, la mare dare.
Mi accutterare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Se te non ne avessi
I bet you don't see any Levines in Italy.
Jewish people.
Yeah. Levines, I mean. Freaks.
Oh, there are no freaks in Italy?
No, there's no freaks in Italy. I'm sorry.
You've obviously never been there.
I'm sorry. No freaks in Italy. Yeah! All right, guys, be safe. I'll catch you again. Ciao, Bella.